Lon Johnson, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, is thinking about a job change.
A number of people have asked me to consider running for Congress. I'm considering it.
Considering a run for Congress in Michigan's first congressional district? That's the one that runs the top of the Lower Peninsula and the entire UP. Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark, co-hosts of It's Just Politics, broke the news this morning. Hello, both of you.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
So, Rick, fill us in.
Well, actually, I mean, this has been rumored, maybe even a little bit more than rumored for a while, mm-hmm. that Lon Johnson was thinking about making, I guess you would call it a career switch. And I think the fact that now he is willing to talk about it publicly, even though he says he's still in the exploration stage, you've got to believe that it's more likely than not that he's going to get in.
And he has a history of running up north, doesn't he?
He does. And Lon Johnson is a name that some folks up north may be familiar with. He has a home in Kalkaska with his wife, and he ran for a Democratic state house seat in 2012, lost that seat, and then turned out to run against long time Democratic Party chair Mark Brewer, who had held that seat for two decades. And Lon won at a conference of Democrats, not to the surprise of many, I think, but really having fresh blood at the head of the Democratic Party, and then making a really big push for turnout in Michigan in the 2014 elections, which really how some people may have heard of the name Lon Johnson.
You know, it's a little interesting that Lon Johnson became the Democratic Party chair largely because he was backed by the Democratic congressional delegation, and now he's, trying to become one of them.
Exactly.
And that big push that he tried for in 2014 kind of mixed grades, right, Zoe?
It did. I mean, I think it's fair to say mixed results. Of course, the top offices, governor, secretary of state, attorney general, the entire state house, senate, all went to Republicans, but there was
one. And they added seats when we didn't think it was
that
very
was
likely that
possible
the
Republicans
could
even
much,
win more. They did,
yeah.
But there was a bright spot indeed. Michigan sent the only freshman Democrat from the entire country to the Senate, Gary Peters, of course, beating Terry Lamb back in 2014. So that was, a bit of a bright spot.
How surprising is this development?
I would say it was a bit of a surprise, just because usually, party chairs, whether you're talking about the Democrats or the Republicans, that they're out there recruiting candidates as opposed to being candidates.
But Rick, this is not the first time.
No. In 1966, Democratic Party Chair Zoltan Ferenczi challenged Governor George Romney. Yeah, isn't that it's a great handle? it's not unprecedented, and certainly that we've had people who were elected officials serve as party chair or went on from being party chair to serve as elected officials. It's something of it's not an unnatural fit. And it does suggest that Jerry Cannon, who was the Democratic nominee in that district the last time around, kind of underwhelmed people with his performance. He had a good resume, as a sheriff and a military officer.
Right.
But somehow that just didn't parlay into an electoral advantage against Dan Benishek and possible adversaries, Democrats in the general election. But Benishek might even have invited a Republican primary opponent when he backed out of his pledge to serve just three terms.
And that's what's so interesting here, as Rick and I talked a little bit about earlier today when we were first talking about this news, is this idea that Dan Benishek says, okay, I'm going to run three terms, then decides not to. But before that, this was a Democratic district. Bart Stupak had this seat for almost
18 years.
Decades.
Yeah.
So, Democrats look at 2016 as being sort of their best hope to get this seat back in quite some time, because 2016, of course, we know Democrats in Michigan turn out much more than midterms. So 2018, not going to be as great of a possibility. Mm-hmm. So the idea
Benishek was being pushed to stick it out for one more term so that Republicans could you know, could run someone new in the midterm when the advantage goes to the GOP, and that would be the you know their best chance. Now, if Lon Johnson runs, and it'll be you know interesting to see how he handles the abortion question, because yes, Bart Stupak did hold the seat for 18 years, but he was a famously pro-life mm-hmm. Democrat, mm-hmm. and so we'll see how they push that. And should he run, and should he win, that's going to be instantly a targeted seat for Republicans in the next election cycle. So as soon as the election is over, if the Democrats take it, then it'll be starting all over again almost immediately.
It will. And one of the most interesting things that we will be watching is Michigan's first congressional district is one of the most competitive House districts in the country. Only about 30 so-called true toss-ups these days out of 435 seats. 30 true toss-ups, some political analysts will say. So this is going to be a
and
seat
one of them is
to
ours.
Watch. Yay! We
and when
one.
Do you think we'll know a final decision?
Johnson says this summer.
I think it will be weeks and not a whole lot of weeks before we know.
All right. Rick Pluta, Zoe Clark, co-hosts of It's Just Politics, with some shifting sands possibly in the situation for Michigan's Democrats. Thanks so much, you two.
Thanks, Cindy.
You bet.